107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, get some!
It's a weird song to have in the background.
You know, if I was in the WWE, this would be the song I walked out to.
And then your finisher would be spraying someone with liquid ice, you know, so they freeze, and then shoving them off a table.
There you go.
Or a door.
That's what you do. You go underneath the ring. They have a Titanic door.
And you go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So liquid nitrogen.
I like it.
All right, liquid nitrogen. You throw right in their face.
What would my name be? It'd have to be Jack something, right?
Jack.
Frozen Jack?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jack the Iceman. We'll work on it.
Jack Frost. And I talk like Arnold.
I think we got to hammer out the details on this one. We got to iron it out there a little bit. So. We'll figure it out, though. Right now, it's time for your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Plus, not to mention, my shoulder's killing me, man. I don't think I could get out there.
No, you try to pick up a big old heavy door, it ain't going to happen. Yeah. You couldn't do it with two strong shoulders. Some rock news quick hits. The second batch of Iron Maiden reissues, Power Slave and Somewhere in Time, Seventh Son and No Prayer for the Dying will be out March 22nd. Also, Zakk Wylde has been added to select dates on the Experience Hendrix Tour starting March 3rd at Pompano Beach in Florida?
Pompano.
Hey, Pompano.
Yeah, Pompano.
What? I love Zakk Wylde, dude. He's one of the best. One of the previously unreleased songs on Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Best of Everything, is out now. The track is called For Real, and it's on all digital platforms. There's also a video on YouTube for it as well. The Best of Everything is a two-disc or four LP set, which will be out on March 1st. It got bumped a couple times. We've talked about this, but it will be officially out on March 1st. It's 38 tracks that include songs from the solo albums and Mudcrutch and liner notes by film director Cameron Crowe.
Actually happen, unlike Tool's album.
No, exactly. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. We don't know. And it really looks like Guns N' Roses are going to try and record a new album.
Really?
Dude, this is awesome. Nice. And we're talking legit. We're not talking about, you know, Slash or Axl with like Buckethead and a bunch of other people he put together with just the name. Guitarist Richard Fortus said in recent interviews that they plan to hit the studio when Slash is next off the road. And now Slash tells Japan's Rock City that they've got music to work on. He says, quote, Axel, Duff, myself, and Richard have all talked about it. There's material and stuff going on already for a new record. It's just with Guns N' Roses, you don't know. Oh, there's a plan, and it's going to be like this, because that's not how it works. So basically, the only real answer to give is we're hoping to put a new record out, and we'll just see what happens when it happens.
No.
Guns N' Roses seem to be in a really good spot.
What kind of sound are they going to go with?
Dude, if they could, like...
Are they going to go more hair, you think?
If they could get a fraction of the power that Appetite had... Mm-hmm. And just, you know, Metallica did it when they came out with Hardwire. Dude, that was...
Is hair metal gone?
Like, no.
When these bands die off, the old hair metal bands?
Say, no.
15 years, 20 years?
Because there's always going to be people that are going to have that... there's always going to be musicians that have that influence.
Yeah?
You know, maybe... I'm sure there's not as many people influenced by Rat as there is, you know, like... Mm-hmm. Metallica or Iron Maiden or anything, but there's always, I mean, that's why there's 80s cover bands all over the place, man. Yeah. And I think there'll always be a spot.
Think so?
I think so. I really do. Well, hair metal was still a huge part. Well, it was a short part, but it was a huge part of
the
rock
world. Well,
let's go
back. Let's go back further. We'll say the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
The 60s music, 50s music. I mean, it's still around. You can still listen to it, but it's not like anybody's making new.
Well, you can't make new 60s music. You can make stuff that sounds like it, you know? Yeah. You can do doo-wop if you want, you know?
It's just so interesting to me.
Yeah, yeah, there's been a lot of music trends, a lot of things.
Some music evolves like that, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
The fact that Land Down Under was a commercial success.
Yeah.
I come from the land down under. I mean, music like style
change. What's going to be the next newest, baddest sound?
It's just going to be beeps and tones.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's dubstep.
Oh, shit. Yeah, shut up. You're right, though.
People buy paper.
Listen to a Skrillex album. It sounds like the dial-up tone on the old internet modem.
Somebody's getting that AIM.
Oh, damn. The beat's gonna drop.
Brock